From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. In the mid-1990s, independent producer Joe Richman gave a group of teenagers tape recorders to tell their own stories.
Hello? Nope, wrong button. There. Hello?
Well, let me do the introduction now. My name is Josh.
My name is Amanda.
My name is Melissa Rodriguez.
Hi, my name is Frankie, and I'm going to give you a little tour of my Cadillac here.
Here I am. My name is Juan, and I'm here in the U.S.
It's my radio show, thank you.
The diarist recorded at school, at home, interviewed family and friends, and shared stories about their lives on this program. Today in our series, Teenage Diaries Revisited, we return to Juan. When we first met him as a teenager, he was living in poverty in a trailer in Texas. His family had illegally crossed the border from Mexico. A lot has changed for Juan. Today we find him again in Colorado, living what appears to be a typical American middle-class life, except he's still undocumented. This is Juan's new radio diary.
1-1-2-2, testing.
It sounds pretty clear.
How you doing?
My name is Juan,
and I'm recording my diary once more. This is like the follow-up. Fast forward, and it's been so long now. It's been 20 years that I've been here in this country legally. That's got to be a record or something. I got to check with Guinness and see if that's a record or not. But look at me. I mean, I graduated from high school. I have a job, a nice car, a house. I got married and I have kids. If you meet me on the street, it's not even going to cross your mind that I'm an illegal resident. I've been here for so long. I'm one of you.
¿Qué pasó?
Hi, guys.
Morning, Chita.
It's 6 a.m. I'm here with my wife, Millie.
Aquí estoy.
Millie, she's from El Salvador. She's a big fan of coffee. Right now, I live in Colorado. I rented a 3-bedroom home. Alan, you gotta be quiet for a minute, okay? So I'm recording. By the way, what is your name?
Alan.
I have 3 beautiful kids, Natalia, Tasha, and Alan. I'm the head of this family, and I provide for them pretty well. I mean, we're not rich, but we're doing good. Okay, so 6:27, and we're off to work. I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
I'm out. Good morning, everybody. I'm here at the house I'm working on, underneath the floor. I'm a plumber. That's what I do for a living. I'm sticking this black pipe of gas through a wall, and I'm making holes for that. I do residential plumbing, new houses. I mean, I cannot say too much information about this company that I work for because they don't know I'm undocumented. But I'm always on time. Always take care of my job, and I haven't missed any single day.
Well, I always want to be an architect. I feel like this is the closest to being an architect right now.
And that's that.
When I was a little kid, long time ago, I kind of like talked to myself and I said, okay, self, at 35, I want to be on a $500,000 home and have a Mercedes. And if I have all this, my life is going to be all right. I was just a kid with a lot of dreams. Some of them worked, some of them didn't.
Now, back to Denver's hottest hits on Hot 107.1.
107.1. This is Katy Perry. She's cool.
We're on my car. My wife, Millie, with my 3 kids. We're on our way to the house where we used to live. My dream house. Well, not mine anymore. There it is. All right, guys, let's take a look at your old house.
Hey, Bobby!
Go ahead, hijo. Slide.
Whee!
Now, about 4 years ago, me and Millie found this beautiful 3-story home with 5 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms. Millie fell in love with the high ceilings, the nice kitchen, the fireplace. It was a huge house.
Yeah, it looks the same.
That tree still have the roses that I planted, you see?
Well, I always thought it was going to be mine forever, but
it was a really short American dream.
We just couldn't afford it anymore. The loan that we got for the house, it wasn't exactly a good one. You know, it got really bad in real estate. A lot of people lost their houses, and I'm sad to say that I was one of them.
Oh my God, they're gonna call the cops.
Yeah, we better go, because in this neighborhood...
I think we're trying to rob someone.
Especially being Mexicans.
Drive, drive, drive!
All right, guys, let's eat something.
We'll try again, but something smaller.
Something not as big.
When I was growing up back in Texas, living on a trailer home, we were poor, really, really poor. And
I had a lot of dreams.
But my dad will always tell me, no, because you're legal. Oh, you cannot do that because you're legal. Don't risk it. I don't know if he was afraid for me or what. He put negativity on my mind. That's exactly what he did, because the way he felt about life. And that's something I carry around with me. It pushes me. You know, when I first started high school, nobody thought I was going to graduate, and I did. I'm like the guy that says, oh, I want to jump higher, and just practice and practice just to jump higher, just for self-satisfaction. That's me. Ready to play, Tashita?
Yeah.
Good, good, good. I try to be a better dad than my dad was with me.
Testing, testing, testing.
Hey, Natalia.
Hi, this is Natalia. We're at the soccer park right now. We're the purple team, and we're playing against the green team right now. Sports runs in our blood.
My daughter Natalia, she turned 13, and now she's a teenager. She wears skinny jeans, Converse, just like a regular American.
Natalia! Natalia! Twist it, twist it. Vámonos.
It's natural, you know. You always want to give your kids what you didn't have. I want my kids to go to college. My six-year-old wants the piano lessons. So whatever crazy idea they get, I always say yes. Do it. At the same time, I want my kids to know what it feels to accomplish something on your own. Like my son, he's 4 years old. And he's always running around, always running around. He's always in a hurry. I don't know where he's going. And every time he falls down, I don't pick him up. Millie's like, why don't you pick up the kid? You know, pick him up. And she's like, what are you doing? Don't you care for him? I do care for him. That's why I'm not going to pick him up. What if one day I'm not there? He needs to learn to get up by himself.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Alan, good job, good job.
6 o'clock tomorrow. On that field over there.
All right. It's nighttime. It's around 8:30 p.m. This is Natalia.
Hello again.
Well, I was just looking at my old tape recorder. This tape recorder has been with me for 17 years. I'm pretty sure it still works. Okay, baby, I want you to hear something. I want to play you something. Back when I was in high school, I made this story about me being a teenage Mexican coming into the United States. This is me 16 years ago.
Okay, here I am. My name is Juan. How are you all doing?
Wow, Dad, you sound so young.
This is a small little town. About half a block down is the Rio Grande River, and sometimes it's funny. You see, we came all the way from Zacatecas about 18 hours just to camp 300 feet into the United States.
Daddy, what if you never left Mexico? Were you ever, like, worried at a point that it might not even happen.
I don't believe in the what ifs. I was going to come no matter what. So what do you think about me being illegal? How do you feel about it?
Sometimes I feel weird because, like, you're not really American, so we can't travel together.
But, yeah, you can travel.
Yeah, but not with you. Like, sometimes I feel scared, like, they might send you back. Because, like, I see on the news that little kids, they have to stay here with someone else or go into foster because their parents got sent back.
I gotta tell you, baby, after 20 years, I don't lose my sleep over, you know, thinking if I'm going to get deported or not. I work. I take care of my taxes. I feel like I'm part of society. So you have nothing to worry about, baby, because I'll be all right on that end.
Yeah.
Okay. Go to bed, because you're waking up early.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. Coming across the living room into the hallway. That was the fan. Couldn't see where I was going. Have to be quiet not to wake up my kids. As I'm getting older, I understand that, you know, circumstances of life made us who we are, and that's just the way it is. I spend most of my life here in the United States, and yet I'm an illegal immigrant. I wish I could take that away. I wish I could just take my label off. Like when you buy a new pair of jeans, just rip it off. But it hasn't happened. The batteries are running down. I just want to wrap this one up. I'll just leave it at that. This is Juan signing off. I'm not going to say bye, but until later. Adios.
Juan's story was produced by Joe Richman and Sarah Kate Kramer of Radio Diaries. In the months since Juan recorded this diary, he and his wife have purchased a new home. We're not identifying Juan by his last name because of his undocumented status. Tomorrow, our series Teenage Diaries Revisited continues with Frankie's story. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.